Mark and John. You submit, we play, rinse and repeat.
Yo, yo.
Yay, we're live. That's exciting. I like being on the radio.
Your mic is always stronger than me. It's because I'm stronger than you. You pick the most wonderful things to say in such a minimalist fashion, whether it be here on the show or live at the event we had yesterday. I don't even want to let you talk anymore.
Dude, I did a pretty good job yesterday. I had a self-serving, sanctimonious speech about internet radio.
Yeah, that was good. I remember that.
Which I was you know, rather
did
pleased
you notice,
with myself.
Did you notice all the deers in headlights and the audience going,
I know. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, he's getting serious or something. I'm just here to party.
I'm gonna raise the stakes next time. I'm gonna go hardcore next time.
What?
I'm gonna do the exact same speech, but I'm gonna do it like a yelling madman. Like, because internet radio is a threat to the corporate system.
Yeah. Do it like Lenin. Just like lots of arms of Hitler or something. You know, that very much that voracious.
Why do you always have to bring Hitler into it?
Because if I didn't
do I bring Liberace in every conversation? What? Why?
Liberace didn't impress my people.
Oh, yes, he did.
No, he brought us out of the closet. And how? And the closet is blown open.
You're listening to here on killradio.org. Killradio is all submission, only submission show. And we have lots of submitted music to play for you. But we're all giddy with excitement from last night's Here benefit.
Yeah,
this has turned out to be an amazing
thing. Most successful one ever. I had a vibe. I somehow had a vibe. It just was a positive vibe that it was going to be good. Again, you know, these performances. I was telling people last night, I book it and I take risks. And I love that I can take a risk. There's no, like, I don't have to prove anything to the management at Lost Souls Cafe.
Exactly.
I don't have to.
Nobody's like, so what's your draw?
Yeah, exactly. I'm taking a risk.
Are you going to meet our attendance expectations?
I don't mean that in a bad way to the bands. But I'm basing it on, like, one or two songs I've heard.
Well, yeah, and you're also, you know, I mean, from what I can tell, and now that I'm getting involved in the booking as well, it's like we're putting an emphasis on, you know, of the 4 to 6 bands that we book, we're going to book, like, you know, 2 that we feel really strongly, you know, are going to support us and do a great job, and we love their music, and they'll bring some people. And then we also throw in a couple that, you know, like, hey, that was a really cool song. I have no idea. Maybe this guy has no friends at all, but I'm going to let him come and do, you know, be a part of this. And maybe...
Well, it isn't now that I've been looking at the bands having an opportunity to draw, and I had no idea who would draw what. I didn't know till last week, like, Blackbird was telling everyone he knew, every customer that came into Lost Souls Cafe, that he was performing on Sunday. And he was telling... Every person. Everyone knows him, so he was telling everyone. So I didn't know how many people would come, and he had a lot of people. And same with Koseo, had a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if they would or not. I mean, they're based out in Simi Valley, and I don't know how many kids are going to come.
Yeah, but they're like
downtown.
One of the hardest working bands in Southern California.
Right.
They just have a following.
But more importantly, it was great to give someone an opportunity like VJ, who I just assume that hasn't had a lot of opportunities to perform yet. And I like his music a lot. And I just thought it would be interesting. He brings something new, especially to the hip-hop world with his whole background. I'm assuming he's Indian-American rather than Pakistani-American.
Rather than American-Indian.
No, rather than Pakistani-American. I'm assuming. I don't know. It was a great opportunity for him. You know?
Yeah, and the cool thing is most acts – you try if you're booking the whole night, you try to do it at sort of like either a theme night or something where the bands are somewhat connected. And I like how we go out of our way to make the live event a reflection of the show.
Yeah.
And the show is completely random. We don't do programming on this show. People send us music and we play it.
I probably do a teeny bit more than you just because I try to put stuff together to make it fit. But I get so many submissions that it works itself out.
But you still
out.
Don't choose what
no.
music
it's,
you
it's
have
It's pretty
to
much first
from.
Come,
yeah.
first serve basis. Yeah.
So yeah. So last thing, I want to give an extra special thank you. Well, to each of the performers from last night.
Yep.
Space Kitty,
Robert Popa,
VJ,
Blackbird,
Koseo, Manhattan Murder Mystery.
That's all of them, right?
There was 6, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, everybody did a great job. But I wanted to extend an extra special thanks to Robert Popa and Koseo, who not only played for free but took it upon themselves to donate to Kill Radio. For the privilege of playing for us to raise money to Kill
Radio. Also,
I mean, really amazing that Koseo also, you know, they actually put together a collection at their previous show.
And where was that
and
previous
brought that
show?
Money. I don't know. I'm embarrassed to say I don't know. I feel like I should know.
I didn't know anything about that until you told me, and I'm just so fascinated by that.
It's really ridiculous.
We also should, of course, thank all the Kill Radio volunteers that always come. VJ Chicken Leather, who always does the videotaping. It was so funny. There was one moment where...
And Veronica, who always does the merch.
Yeah, who does merch sites. But there was one moment where Blackbird was performing, and he turned around, and this is before he took his shirt off, and his crack was hanging out of his pants. And all I could see in four different viewfinders was his crack. That the crack that was heard around the world, you know? So it was just, that was funny.
It's not Chicken Leather.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, I also really want to thank Vincent Barrios, the manager and one of the owners of Lost Souls Cafe. He, at the end
for
of the night.
Giving us free reign.
But he also gave money a donation. He just pulled some money out of the till and put it into our donation thing. Yeah. So, I mean, we did very well, not only based on the turnout, but also on the generosity of many people.
Oh, and we have to thank Young Jim, too, who actually did the door all night.
Yeah.
He didn't get to see anybody play.
No.
But I think it's because he liked to hit on girls as they come in.
Right.
And sexually harass
and
guys
me.
As they come in.
Yeah. What is with that kid?
He's like Pinhead, you know? He's androgynous in his charm.
He actually kind of frightens me. me, of all people. Me, the big, huge sexual harasser. God, I harassed Kosio in front of everybody.
You did.
Yes.
And you tried to get me involved, but... I only swing
Did
three
I?
Or four ways. That's like six ways. So we should get to music.
Yeah.
We have a live guest today?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
at the
really
end of the show.
Music.
Yeah. This is an artist by the name of Doriano Zurlo out of Milano, Italia. This is a track called Tarantola's Bite. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Doriano Zurlo. Let me spell that for you. That's DoriianoZurlo. If you have any questions about anything we happen to say or any comments, we actually finally got our AOL Instant Messenger working. We have a new handle here at the station. It's killradio.org.
Killradio.org.
Just like killradio.org, sans the dot.
I want to give a shout out to InSock Zombie 1992. Just wanted to throw that out there. Dude's a big supporter of Kill Radio, listens all the time.
Great. I'm going to finish what I was saying.
No, because you're talking about Instant Messenger.
Okay.
He's on the Instant Messenger.
So if you have any questions about, like, if you didn't catch Doriano Zurlo's MySpace page and wanted me to pass it on to you, you can always Instant Messenger us here. We'll answer any questions. We'll listen to any comments, et cetera, et cetera. But let's go to music now. This is...
And, Mom, I love you, and I'm sorry that you're 60.
Is it your mom's birthday today?
It was a few days ago.
Why are you sorry she's 60? It's better than being...
She's just having a rough time.
She's having a rough time with 60?
Yeah.
60 is the new 40. She needs to move to L.A. God, get off that farm.
What's 40?
I'm almost at 40. Let's go to music.
16.
I don't like interrupting when we're about to introduce the band. They're like, oh, about to be played, and then we go off on a tangent. So this is Doriano Zurlo. Shut up. I'm going to punch you, I swear to God. Doriano Zurlo, Tarantola's Bite. You're listening here on killradio.org. Song says we have 12 seconds, and we have no more seconds. That was Kalabi with the song Tommy Two Pints. We played him last week. He's out of the UK, myspace.com/Kalabi, K-A-L-A-B-I. I just like his sound. It's really sound a lot. It's really polished, really fun.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's also interesting without being, you know, polished and tried and true. So again, that track was Tommy Two Pints by the artist Kalabi out of the UK, myspace.com/Kalabi. Before that was Doriano Zurlo out of Milano, Italia. Tarantola's Bite, myspace.com/Doriano Zurlo.
And you've said his name like about
27,000 times. Just making sure everyone knows, you know.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. People send us music. We play it.
Org's all submission show.
That's right. You can instant message us at KillRadio.org. That's KillRadio.org without the dot.
Dotless.
Yeah. Used to be Kill Radio Station, all one word.
No, it's Kill Radio Org without the dot.
Exactly.
So there's some caveat to everyone we come up with.
The dot. Exactly. And we have tons of music to play for you.
As usual.
Oh, before I forget, July 25th is goodmusic.com presents at Molly Malone's. We're going to have an awesome show. You should come down. And it will involve, obviously, bands who have been on Is Good, but also some of these bands who have been through the Hear Hear system. And let's see, who we have. Oh, the Osgoods are opening, and then we have the Carabao Nightlife, who we've played on this show, and Death to Anders, who's a big Kill Radio supporter, and has played Kill Radio Benefits, and is just an awesome band, totally worth seeing live.
Yep.
And finishing off the night with Klum, which is also a great band that's been in here. So I hope to see you there at Molly Malone's, July 25th. Doors are at 7:30, cover is $7, and you can go to myspace.com/thisisgood to check out the flyer and get more information on these bands, listen to their interviews, and blah, blah, blah.
This is good, all one word.
Yes, this is good, all one word. So, I'm going to play some music for you.
Hey, great idea.
Got an act here called Curiosity, and for one, I'm quite curious to hear it.
I'm curious about them, John. I'd like to hear more.
What do we have here? This feisty lady is a multi-talented independent artist who writes, sings, performs, and produces all her own material. The Forced Magician is a solid debut release of original alternative music that leans toward the dark side. That's from Dark Realms Magazine, a review of this album, The Forced Magician by Curiosity. You can check out myspace.com/curiosityband. as well as curiositymusic.com. And here you go. Sounds like this. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I'm
you're here.
Well, that was fun.
That was curiously fun. Curiosity is the name of the band. MySpace.com/CuriosityBand. CuriosityMusic.com. The name of the album is The Forced Magician. And it's her debut album. And looks like she's done all of the writing and performing on this. And it's got some excellent reviews. And right now she's on tour. What's today's date?
Today's the 16th, John.
Of
welcome.
What month is it?
July,
oh, okay.
John.
So
John, July,
she
John.
She's got some upcoming tour dates in August and September.
You're still in Europe, aren't you?
Through the East Coast, it looks like. And so check it out. Go to myspace.com/curiosityband. Thank you for your submission.
Are you like physically here but emotionally in Europe right now still?
I'm emotionally elsewhere.
I don't think you're in Europe. I think
I'm
you're
not in Europe.
Knowing you, you're probably...
I'm in a Siberian prison camp, emotionally.
I was thinking more like the 99 cent store in East Hollywood.
I'm in a...
Same diff.
I'm in a women's discount clothing store. I'm 12 years old.
Oh.
It's 85 degrees out, and it's a Sunday afternoon, and there's a sale.
My mom
her hair tied in a bun, and...
Mom, I'm tired.
Very cranky.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of sugar earlier in the day,
because she was dumb
crashing.
That way, yeah.
And
she gave you a Coke to shut you up.
And Michael Bolton is blasting on the overhead speakers.
Your youth was worse than mine.
And that's where I am emotionally right now, in part of my space. I'm very touched.
I am so happy to do this show with you.
Yeah. I'm cranky today. I'm sorry.
It's great. So speaking of... She just crumpled up that paper for no reason whatsoever.
I'm going to crumple it.
I'm going to crumble this piece of paper so, you know...
It shows.
Stay away from me. I'm dangerous.
I might throw it at you.
Stand a chance.
I'm going to bounce this off your head.
I could roll this into like a spear.
Mm-hmm.
And I could poke you with it.
I wonder if you could kill someone with a piece of paper. Like if you paper cut them?
You could paper cut someone to death.
Like 1,000 paper cuts?
On their eyes.
Sell them paper cuts of light?
That was lame.
I like it. That's going to be the name of my next
You're
band.
You're fired. There's an opening for co-host at here.
Whatever.
Radio.org.
Oh, I'd like to see that happen.
It doesn't pay.
I'm going to storm those auditions.
The upside is it also doesn't pay.
So,
go to music.
Please. This is a band called the Hungry Hungry Hypocrites.
That is awesome.
I had a feeling you would really like their name.
It's fantastic.
They're from Glastonbury, Connecticut. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/hungryhungryhypocrites. And this track is called Yet to Meet. And we're not going to talk about it any longer. We're just going to play it. You're listening.
Call the song Operation or Jenga or something. Sorry.
You don't have an original idea in your body.
Scrabble?
It's all about copying and regurgitating what's already been done. John, your middle name should be Mediocrity.
Do you remember Boggle?
Yes. I just like pressing the button.
Totally.
Huge, I didn't care about the game. I just like there was something tactically
like
wonderful.
Cat.
This is once again, I'm about to introduce this track, and you jump in and you interrupt and you take us somewhere else. Let's play the song. This is Yet to Meet. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Dog.
Someone said your name, and I turn around with every hope of seeing you following behind me. Why would you be there? Why would I give my hopes up for? Someone said your name. Well, this is my foolish mind. Passing strangers on the street, I'm reminded of the billions of people in this world I have yet to meet. Glances exchanged, but will I remember the faces of passing strangers on the street? Well, this is my foolish mind. We'll be right back. your name, but I always remember the person you were and the person that I became. Thanks. We'll be right back.
just the truth.
I don't think so.
Well, great.
No one's good enough.
For me?
For apparently.
Apparently, no. Here I am going to bed with my cats tonight.
Well, welcome to the end of a conversation that you weren't party to.
No, that was Dixie Lizard. I think he wins for band. Not only have we played the most, but also the song we've played the most, because he keeps remastering it and resending a better version
awesome.
Of it. We actually have some new music coming up ahead from him in the next couple of weeks. He's sent recently, so I'm looking forward to playing that. He's out of Dothan, Alabama. His MySpace page is myspace.com/DixieLizard. And that track was called Cold Spirit Rising. Again, before that was the Hungry Hungry Hypocrites. Track was Yet to Meet. They're out of Glastonbury, Connecticut, myspace.com/Hungry Hungry Hypocrites. If you have any questions about any of the bands we're playing today, or questions about what John is saying at all, if it doesn't make any sense, I can pretty much decipher most of what he says. Just instant messages
here. I like
here.
Pudding.
See, normally there's more.
That was
instant
awesome.
Message us at killradio.org. No dot, killradio.org.
You just witnessed an I Like Pudding moment on here on killradio.org.
Wasn't the first time.
It's fantastic.
And let's just bring it. That brings up a point.
What? Pudding is delicious.
And I meant to bring them today. You've given me a number of DVDs from your DVD library. And
oh.
I watched all of first season of Firefly.
Uh-huh.
And then when you were away, I was watching The Shield, and you had mentioned something that was very telling about The Shield. Is you also named one of your cats Dutch after a character in The Shield, Dutch.
It did.
And you had said, yeah, I like Dutch a lot. He kind of reminds me of me. And then Firefly.
If I solve crimes, I would solve them much like Dutch.
Fucking Firefly, the lead guy in Firefly, I was like watching John Hirschfield the whole time.
I take that as a compliment because I think of him as way cooler than me.
What happened first? Your repartee or his repartee that you copied? I mean, where did it come from? Because it's exactly the same. The way you guys talk to each other.
Bennett recommended the show to me. I'd never even heard of it until I saw the movie Serenity.
I was like, oh my God. So anyway. Oh, there's a movie Serenity that's based on?
The movie is based on the TV series.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And it has the same cast. And it's actually damn cool too.
Really? Because I'd be willing to see it.
Yeah, you should rent it.
It's kind of cute.
Well, thanks.
There's only one season, though? There's not a second season?
There's...
Of Firefly?
There's... The entire series was what I gave you. And I think
it
makes up two seasons.
Oh. I thought it was
one
season.
In that DVD set.
It's crazy. I guess because it was canceled, never did we get to see the Reavers, which I thought was lame.
No, you see the Reavers.
You never see the Reavers.
Yes, you do.
No, where? You see that one crazy guy?
You watched the whole thing?
Yes.
The Reavers are those guys. They look like us, but they look like crazy, like half zombie like, and they chase you and try to eat you.
There was only one guy, and he only became Reavers because he was attacked by Reavers. You don't see the Reavers.
Oh, you know what? I might be confusing with
the movie.
You see the Reavers in the movie.
Yes, that's where I was like, well, come on, where's the fucking Reavers?
Yeah, well, that's how you create suspension. Suspense.
Not at the end of the season where you don't give it up.
I guess they were anticipating more seasons.
True, they should have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you for
on?
Joining us at this Firefly discussion. I don't know. I never watched it when it was on TV.
Was
I think it was
Fox?
On the Sci-Fi channel.
I think it was on Fox.
Was it Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. That could be. Let's go back to music.
Yeah, please.
Because even I am bored with this conversation.
Wow, really?
And it's about me.
Yeah, and about your shows.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm going to play for you a couple of different bands right now.
Wow.
I have... CDs from stickinyourspokes.com. It's out of Brooklyn, New York.
That sounds so nasty. And I know it doesn't mean to be. But
we have a CD called Quill of the Mad from Wicked Hemlocks. And this actually has not come out yet. It's available July 28th on iTunes, eMusic, and except for eMusic, I said eTunes. Okay, you can laugh at me now. And... It says here on the Wicked Hemlocks bio, Wicked Hemlocks creates a place for your twisted imagination to run and frolic through the trees, bringing a new perspective to retro-influenced psychedelic music. So look forward to hearing that. And then after that, I have a CD called Blackwater Rising by Boxcar Satan and the Graves Brothers Deluxe, and I'll play a couple of tracks from that, also from the same label. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. This is Wicked Hemlocks.
Oh, there was this thing I wanted to tell
you
about.
Say?
Something
right, go ahead, say it.
About putting in French fries together.
Yeah,
they're good.
Are they? Really?
In your nose.
Tell me more about that.
No, that's it.
You sure?
Yep.
You're done?
Yeah,
I can wait.
I'm dumping an asshole, John. I'm dumping an asshole.
You know, you really shouldn't talk about yourself that way. That was way cool. I'm going to have to play another track from these guys. This is Wicked Hemlocks. Yeah. Check it out.
We'll be right back. was just undone. You say that God just killed them for what their neighbors done. Then little God, you wash him. Must have been touched as a child. He needs so badly to be loved. Needs so bad to run wild.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. That was the Graves Brothers Deluxe, and before that, Boxcar Satan. And I guess they did an album together, Boxcar Satan and the Graves Brothers Deluxe. It's called Black Water Rising. And before that, we were listening to a couple of tracks from Wicked Hemlock from the new album, Quill of the Mad. And if you go to stickinyourspokes.com, you can see links to these artists. Also, if you go to myspace.com/WickedHemlocks. You can get more information on these guys. I think they're wicked cool. So there you go. Here, here, killradio.org. What are you doing, Mark?
Looks nothing.
Like busy working on something that's not here, here related.
Nothing, nothing. Just trying to fix them. We're having some technical difficulties accessing our archive, so I was just trying to fix it. But what's exciting about something new is that, you know, we've expanded our library capacity here with all the music that we've received from the bands over this, you know, year and a half now almost.
Yes.
And so we're digitizing all the CDs so that
everything.
Yeah, so that the bands will be, it'll be more easy for DJs to play them during their shows as well as in between shows when it's, you're going to break something. I have so much faith in you. Isn't that great? God, it's a good thing we're not married. So what's great about what John's doing right now, he's trying to open a window, and I know he's going to disconnect something the way he's doing it, or maybe just break the window. You're going to hurt your hand there, John. John, 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 you're so angry.
It's so fucking hot in here.
It's because I'm here.
And this fan is really loud.
Fine.
Isn't that cool?
It doesn't sound...
That's what it sounds like in my head while you're talking.
Well, you have...
I can't seem to get the window open. So, yeah.
All right.
What were you saying?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Okay. We're gonna go to music.
Oh, I heard this cool thing on the radio today about digitizing.
Oh, really?
They came up with this way to extract the audio from old vinyl and like wax cylinder recordings,
right?
Without actually touching them, because they're so old that if you were to actually put a needle on it, it would do more damage to the record than you would get from the benefit of hearing it.
Right.
So this guy invented, and I can't remember what it's called. It's like Iris or something like that. It's basically a computer scans the vinyl and reads the lines and unravels it and translates it into sound. So they're now like digitizing all of these old, like Library of Congress has like all these old recordings, and they're able to essentially, you know, iTunes them, which is pretty cool, by taking these very complex pictures of them.
That's crazy. Because I was trying to do that with these old reel-to-reel tapes that were from, like, the 40s and 50s. And they're now so brittle that in order to pass them in through a reel-to-reel machine, they fall apart.
Right.
And one technique is you can actually bake them for a certain amount of time, which allows you to hold it together once. You can do one more pass, digitize it then, and then it basically it's going to crumble.
Wow.
But I mean, there's weird stuff like that, you know, I've always hated tape, and I'm so glad we're moving away from tape technology, because it was always a lame, I always hated it. Videotape, cassette tapes, I hated.
I loved videotape. Cassette tapes. A good mixtape on cassette, it's great, where you're like trapped into the song, you're like going to listen to it to the end of this song, or you're going to fast forward, you're not going to be able to just jump around.
More reason why I hate it and find myself at times controlling myself from hating you.
But it always works is the thing. It doesn't skip. Like you press play.
No,
it would get
tweaked out because it would unravel inside the tape player.
I would get all fucked up.
It would get wrinkled. And so there's one part where it would flip over and you'd hear the other side. I remember there's one Human League tape I had from a kid. I mean, one part where I do the song like, "Don't you want me, don't you want me?" Oh, and I had it memorized, that part of the song, and it just was
memorized
like
memorized it in reverse.
About direct now, now.
Actually, you know what's fun to do? I was doing this to irritate Shannon the other day. You know how?
Do you have to go out of your way? I don't think you do, John.
One irritating thing you can do is if you're in the passenger seat of a car, just read every billboard and sign that you see.
Yeah,
and just say it, you know, just, you know, Chicken Joy Yum Burger, you know, as you pass the Jollibee.
Right.
But what's
less
even
car,
more, what's
more
even,
flavor.
What's even more annoying than that is say all those things, but say them as if they were backwards and then recorded backwards. So you're saying them forwards, but as if it's a reverse backwards recording.
Kind of like what they did in Twin Peaks.
So like instead of Jollibee, it would be like Jollibee.
Right. Did you ever see Twin Peaks, the final part?
With the midget?
With the little kid, and they were all talking. Would you like some coffee?
That's good.
Coffee!
Yes. Do you have some music
be
for us to play?
Be careful of my cousin. She's filled with secrets.
See, no, you don't sound like you're backwards.
Yes, I did. If you saw the show, that was
mentally backwards.
Well, come on. That is
a
really
learning.
If you saw the last part of the Twin Peaks or the TV show or the movie, they have that whole sequence, and it's like, would you like some coffee?
Yeah.
I'm doing a really good job.
You're doing an awful job.
I don't expect you to appreciate my talents.
No, I do. I appreciate it.
I don't.
No,
so,
you don't have to expect.
You know, it's this band. You should be in this band we're about to play, John. They're called The Elitists.
Ooh.
They're out of Beaumont, Texas.
Tell me more.
They're out of Beaumont, Texas, which is where you belong. With all your in-laws out there.
You're so vindictive today.
I am. So stress on the dick part. Vindictive. This track is called Shills, Beer, and Coffee. I swear.
He's not constipated.
Shills, Beer, and Coffee. So let's just go to before I implode or explode. I don't know which way I'm going to go. It's one or the other. But their MySpace page, which is great. They're so elitist that their MySpace page has nothing to do with their band name. It's myspace.com/RensLandAndStandley. RensLandAndStandley. I'm going to say that again.
You got that?
RensLandAndStandley. RensLandAndStandley. S-T-A-N-D-L-E-E.
They're so listening to this right now, and they're like
he's killing us.
At you.
No, he's killing our career.
Killing me.
Should have picked an easier MySpace name.
All right, let's go to this and see what it sounds like. It sounds like this, I swear to God.
Thank you. 1954, a New York City woman named Catherine Kitty Genovese was raped and stabbed to death as she returned home from work late at night. According to a newspaper report published shortly thereafter, 38 people had witnessed some or all of the attack, which took place in two or three distinct episodes over a period of about a half hour. And yet, no one did anything to stop it. No one even reported it to the police until the woman was already dead.
Here on killradio.org.
That was a band called the Midnight Recordings out of Ohio. Their MySpace page is real easy, myspace.com/midnight recordings. That track was called The Queen. Before that, again, was The Elitists, track called Shills, Beer, and Coffee. They're out of Beaumont, Texas, myspace.com/Rensland and Standley. And we'll leave it at that. So thanks for submitting.
So it's post-July 15th. And internet radio is still here.
Yeah.
So I guess it was kind of
like... At least we are. Maybe nothing else is on right now.
It was kind of like Y2K. Big buildup, but we're still doing our thing. Nothing's changed.
Well, we might be able to get away with it based on the kind of music we play.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I think it's good that we're digitizing our collection here. So people submit their music and it doesn't just kind of fall through the cracks. It'll always be there for the Kill Radio DJs to spin, which is exciting. Hey, when's the next Hear Hear benefit fundraiser?
Good question. It is August. I'll tell you right now. It is August 19th.
And
I got everyone pretty much firmed up. I just want to confirm with them before I announce. So, but I believe it's going to be 5 bands, and... it's going to be an interesting night, so I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, if it was anything like last night, it'll be fantastic. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. If you want to submit music for Airplay, it's so easy. Oh my God, it's so easy. Dude, somebody sent us a message today with a link where we can go download their music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, hey, if you want to play my music, you can go get it here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure they're well-intended, but yeah, we get a lot of submissions, and we're not really into like going after getting them. Like, we receive them. That's what makes them submissions, and then we play them. So if you go to myspace.com/hearhear, that's HEAR_HERE, they're very simple instructions.
Yeah.
If you want to send a CD to the station, there's a mailing address, and if you want to send an MP3 to Mark, you just use usendit.com and just include all the information in that thing. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go to music now. I have a CD by Many Birthdays, who comes to us from Austin, Texas. So check it out. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Non-day. safe when you don't know fear.
Do you want to talk over this musical, this ambient part?
Staticky, poppy, clicky, vinyl-y thing?
Yes. Who's this band again?
Called Many Birthdays. And comes to us from Austin, Texas, where a lot of great music comes from. And says, we combine elements of electronic music, lo-fi, post-punk, psychedelia, cinematic, and noise rock. And looks like they're says they're booking a tour through Southwest California in September, so maybe we'll see them in our
hometown. Yeah, that'd be great.
And
let us know.
Let's see, manybirthdays.net and myspace.com/manybirthdays. Thanks for your CD submission. They have an EP called Days of Beat, Days of Hollow. It's cool.
Nice.
So what else we got going on?
Well, this band I'm about to play, the TV Liars, we've played them before.
Oh, yeah,
and they're actually
going
to be at the, I'm almost positive, they're going to be a part of the next Here fundraiser that we're doing basically in a month. So they're the TV Liars. They're based here in Los Angeles. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/the TV Liars Band. That's Liars, L-I-E-R-S. So the TV Liars Band. And this is a track called Ignorancia de Culturas. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
See? robote. El pantano leo.
Here, here.
Here, here. That was Katia Rebecca out of Milano, Italia. That's like two tracks from Italy that we've played, and then Milan on top of that, you know, on one show. So that's kind of fun. Again, her MySpace page. We played her. Didn't we play her last week or was it the week before?
I think it was last week.
Okay, I know. Maybe they all blurring together. But yeah. her MySpace page is myspace.com/Katia Rebecca. And the track was called... I was getting mixed up. The double C is the CH sound or is it the C sound? Is it trachea or?
I think it's the CH sound.
So it's trachea?
Or it's k.
I don't know.
I think the first C is a hard C and the second one is like an S.
You know, the one of my favorite things
it's,
to say
it's
in.
It's like a ZH.
One of my favorite things to say in Italian is Io sono immondizia bianca, which means I'm white trash. Which, you know, doesn't make any sense in Italian sense.
I bet you
sense.
Know that in every language.
Yeah, I can say it in Spanish too. And then before that, we heard the TV Liars, local band here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/the TV Liars Band. They're going to be playing next month for us at the Here Here Benefit for Kill Radio at Los Dos Cafe. That track was Ignorancia de Culturas.
Yeah, and, you probably can't translate white trash into every language because in some languages, the closest you would get is something like garbage that isn't dark.
No, it's garbage that's white. That's easy to do. It's just it doesn't have the meaning
right.
that we have. When I was trying to explain it one time to someone who was from Honduras, and I was explaining to him in Spanish, I realized it's a really kind of a racist term because we're saying not regular poor people, but white poor people.
Right,
and now
like
I don't want to say
kind.
It anymore. It's like yeah. It's like yeah, they're white and poor. See, it's interesting. It's like doesn't that sound horrible?
It's unusual.
I
yeah.
want to stop the conversation midstream when I realized like this sounds really bad.
Really, you should be more you know modern and. You know, just call people, like, in general, just call them trash.
Trash.
You need to identify,
right.
you know,
color, their race, exactly. ethnicity.
I think that's the higher road, is just recognizing that everybody...
Just be an equal opportunity asshole when it comes
yeah,
to trash.
Exactly.
You're basically trash. I don't exactly. need to specify which. You're just trash.
If you hear some noise going on in the background, we have a live
the fan
guest
going.
For you with the fan, of course. And the heat is making noise as well. But we have a live act coming up in a little bit. We got a few more... tracks to play from some submitted music, and then we're going to get through a live interview and performance with Girl Without Fear.
Yay.
You can check out girlwithoutfear.com in the meantime. But let's get to some music that we had scheduled for today. This is a really interesting act called Fumi Layo, and you can check out myspace.com/Fumi Layo. She has a CD called L.A. River. And it's you can get it at cdbaby.com. If you go to cdbaby.com/cd/FumiLayo, FumiLayo. I'm going to play a few tracks for you. So stick around. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
You ever been to L.A. River with its concrete canyon walls and piss sludge? You ever been beyond high weeds and fences where quiet moss islands and busted screen TV barges, expanse of gray bank discreetly tagged with man-sized 13s and rolling 20s, pudgy acronyms, tags in Comic Sans style and Bauhaus 93 and Boston Black, outline with crisp neon opaque snatched off the shelf of Home Depot's or else Asylum White. Ever been close enough to the campfire, warming food for a black-skinned river dweller to see if her articulation smiled? She sleeps beneath bridges for concern on cardboard mattresses, washes vagina, clothes, pan, and face in the city's runoff.
I signed up the 8600th Division and Central Headquarters in a courtyard
enfolding the gnarled varicose roots of old magnolia trees, outfitted with documentation, signatures,
what else I come with, good intent, college, some experience. Lieutenant issues keys,
pass out paper weapons, including lyrics to lift every voice, dismissing us into a gray dawn of predetermination.
Salutations, side bets. Mercenaries, no defined enemies. Wagon paddies of casualties.
Stated objective, increase Stanford 9 scores by some percent. Scoot off the 39th pile of dirt on the
floor of the worst, and I'm being paid to fight. Deep in the jungle off Crenshaw, not teach. Where beasts are six or two-legged.
Fly by wings, real or imagined. Circulating local diseases that stick to melanin. Pass through bottle formula
at fostered groups and broken projects, family groups where most cadets live. The bell rings.
In come my cadets among snipers. First rounds of fire scratch into the surface of a desk. Mercenary
front line, sing it loud if you remember it. Lift every voice. The first bar, hum it over the sniper fire.
Rings with the harmonies of liberty. Sing it loud and point to the chalkboard while you hum about Stanford 9.
I am test-taking strategies while you fill out referrals with your bad hand.
Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. More sniper fire. Hum from your diaphragm and draw pictures to explain the words.
Cadet ears plugged, wax, Glock, rot, soda pop, disc man, sniper fire.
We have come over a way that with tears has been watered. We have come treading our path through the
blood of the slaughtered. Front line, sing it if you know it. Hum to the end what you don't remember. Sniper fire.
Paper balls, spitballs, broken chairs, and emergency phones, upset beakers that shatter into spears. A cadet scoots under his desk with the side of
bite of his Nike and just leaves it.
Till now we stand at last.
Mercenaries, keep humming. Assign pictures since they don't read well.
More sniper fire. Tell them to have any kind of pride but gangster pride. Remind them they're victims in a war.
Six-part slave in their mother's blood.
Keep us forever in the path we pray.
Hum! Interject words
like must, should, can, pride. Snipers look you dead in your mercenary eye and smile as they fire. Riveted
pellets sink into flesh, make backs of heads and profiles more complicated. Just before the bell rings, lest our feet stray,
our hearts drunk, wine world forget. Sing to them, sing as they pile at the door. Sing!
Or at least hum.
Yeah, you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That's Fumilayo, Fumilayo. And you can go to get her CD at cdbaby.com/CD/Fumilayo. And we just listened to two tracks from that CD. One is called War, and the one before that is called L.A. River. And the name of the album is L.A. River. Now I'm going to jump right over to something a little bit different. We've played this artist actually a few times. His PR firm likes to send him to us many a time.
Yeah, they like us.
Yeah, so this is El Tri.
And
straight,
I told you,
straight out of Mexico.
I swear to God, yesterday when I was walking through Union Station, I saw a little fat kid wearing an El Tri t-shirt.
Well,
and I looked
go.
At it and I recognized the logo. I'm like, wait, is that El Tri, El Tri? And yeah, it was exactly like how you see on the album here. So that's kind of cool.
Well, the name of the album is Talonear, and this is El Tri. So you're listening to here on killradio.org. Stick around. Listen to here on killradio.org. That was El Tri from his new album, Atalonear. How's it going, Mark?
It's going great.
God, it's so hot in here.
It's a little sweaty.
But that's cool.
Why
are you being mean to me?
It's
not cool, it's hot.
Exactly. I knew a band that was called Already Sweaty one time.
Yeah?
So that was kind of a nice... What is that called? It's when it's kind of soundy or... Already Sweaty. It's like, it's not onomatopoeia, but it's like that.
Rhyming.
Okay.
Called rhyming.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Good. Speaking of rhyming, you know, a lot of these bands that we play are really good at rhyming. And let's take a look and see how the next four bands, see how good they are at rhyming. This next band is
I don't know why you don't have Ryan Seacrest's job. I don't get it. You'd be perfect.
Because I'm not a closet gay? Is that why?
Go back in the closet, then you can have his job.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to suffer.
It's.
Super gay. Can't you, I'm reeking of gay.
Yeah,
come on.
I'm from LA. You would think that I would know that.
Oh my God, and we have the same cell phone too. You are so gay with that cell phone. Oh. The same exact cell phone. Let's go to music. This is a band called The Black Watch. A track called Williamsburg. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/TheBlackWatch. And you are listening to here on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
Yo, 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 what up? This A1 official coming from CT. Wanna give a shout out my boy Snoopy MC. Keep doing your numbers over there, baby. Synthetic Records, Young Rocky Productions, DSF. Скажи, мала, дали сега ще не надо? Ке пукам раб, не е некоя балада. Да викам, о, е, а ти кажи надо. Тука е цела екипа, ти си сама. Скажи, мала, дали сега ще не надо? Ке пукам раб, не е некоя балада. Да викам, о, е, а ти кажи надо. Тука е цела екипа, ти си сама. I'm with a new body. It's time to move, mommy. And I'm daddy, you ain't gotta ask who, poppy. I'm acting rude, probably. Your boy Jamaican, so I'm just waiting for my chance to blow like a new shoddy. And that's true, Aki. That's why I keep a jar. All that piff. What's good, ma? You ever meet a star? That's me. If you wanna take shots, we could reach the bar. Or take trips overseas where the beach is far. I don't perform quick, clothes off, torn rip. Just trying to get you in that suit you was born with. Catch me in a foreign whip. Yep. Fuck a speed limit. Only smoke us cigars when there's weed in it. You know. And that's why I got Marley's crown. You can hear me in the streets like a Harley's round. That nigga's hardly down. Catch me chilling with Snoopy MC, it's not the dog from Charlie Brown. Nope. Кажи, мала, дали сега ще не надо? Ке пукам раб, не е некоя балада. Да викам, о, е, а ти кажи надо. Тука е цела екипа, ти си сама. Кажи, мала, дали сега ще не надо? Ке пукам раб, не е некоя балада. Да викам, о, е, а ти кажи надо. Тука е цела екипа, ти си сама. Old school варианта со гитари. Снупи прави серенади, хубаво време ня стария пази. Сега е добро, има пиво и штук. Сакаш виски и коняк или поро. Екипа про, добро думка, има вуфер и добри. Кога въртам в град, ги въртам главите на сите коври. Сите, що сака да се модри. Ела буйро, кой на кого, влачи му боди. Добро се сгоди, яко съм погоден. Аутсайд парти, а за тоа съм роден. Само яки кони, така хейтерот го боли. Она сака да я молиш, защо така и годи. Епа мала тога шоди, се гледаме касно. Ти вела ми да вати може да е опасно. Де тебе пред кутя, жунка ќе се прави. Дали и татко ти е еден от свините плави. Кажи мала, дали сега ще не надам? Ке пукам раб, не е некоя балада. Да викам, о, е, а ти кажи надам. Тука е цела екипа, ти си сама. Кажи мала, дали сега ще не надам? Ке пукам раб, не е некоя балада. Да викам, о, е, а ти кажи надам. Тука е цела екипа, ти си сама. Кажи мала, дали сега ще не надам? Ке пукам раб, не е некоя балада. Да викам, о, е, а ти кажи надам. Тука е цела екипа, ти си сама. Кажи мала, дали сега ще не надам? Ке пукам раб, не е некоя балада. Да викам, о, е, а ти кажи надам. Тука е цела екипа, ти си сама.
Кои само пале се, шта хоће они који као знају све. Ми који рођени смо с бетоном у срцу, ви који никад нисте за излазак на срцу. Те поштовање за ортаке на углу, тебе руке сада треба да помогнеш другу. Погледај дуга нам је пруга неизбаћеног, а дуга пазе свако југу руга, жао ми је комшија. Погледај своје дворище и твоје дворище, као руба цела земља нам је шупља. Ја, брате, знам зашто још живим овде, не остаљам војнике да се сами храбро боре. Знам да лепши живот негде преко гране зове, још увек нисам потего свој пасаш и сви овде. Овде рођен, ови вођен, не бежи ко пичка, тог вас други ложе. Истрчат ју сам на чело колоне, браним оно што је моје, окрећем се ко још хоће. Vrele ulice su sad, hajmo svi sad u napad, hajmo prst sad gore, ulice sve gore. Vrele ulice su sad, hajmo svi sad u napad, hajmo prst sad gore, ulice sve gore. This is music to fight for, this movement in life for, cause the streets hot where they move in the way, y'all, yeah. I'm the first that dead, I work to live, and every verse I get, my purpose can, cause the cops tryna cuff this buck quick, got me like, fuck this man, my people need to uplift, yeah, too many of them selling their souls, even worse niggas snitching, they be telling the pole, either that, or they
tapping calls on your next town. Hate is like a disease, I hope you cast get well. If this game is a boat, then I'm a test out. I do me, always smelling like a fresh out. We set up for half, we pedal for cash. In a school of hard knocks, I'm ahead of my class, yeah. Can't share, let it stand still, I let it move it. And I'm never losing, nigga, this a revolution.
Ele urmise susat, hai musista luna pat, hai mă prăstadore, urmise stregore. Ele urmise susat, hai musista luna pat, hai mă prăstadore, urmise stregore.
Ja nisam brate gangsteri, imam druge snove. Imam bolje šume, bolje načine do love. Na mojim rukama još uvek nema lisica. Pred kamerom ne glumim kao da sam misica. Hip hop je umro, zaboravljena je ulica. Ne imenujem nikog, sve su to poznata lica. Svi su potencijom i svi su sabetni. Svi su pokerovi i svi režu spremni. Ulica je vrela, prepuna je besa. Pogledaj samo naša scena, cela vojska spremna. Da podsjetimo te bela dupeta. Vlast nije opasna, ulica reše. U šta rastu klinci, šta postaju mladi. Omladina pati, ako se time sladi. Nema nas malo, bit će nas još više. Prilazimo zleđaš, samo više.
Vele ulice su sad, hajmo svi sad u napad. Hajmo prsta gore, ulice sve gore. Vele ulice su sad, hajmo svi sad u napad. Hajmo prsta gore, ulice sve gore.
Dude, I'm so gonna put a fucking cap in your ass right now.
Yeah, but only when we're in Macedonia.
Okay, fine. No, that was actually Serbia. I think the name of that band or the pronunciation is File out of Serbia. It was also featuring A1 Official, who we played last week. We've got a lot of music from, I guess, the hip-hop rap scene in the Serbia, Macedonia, Yugoslavia countries.
If you're like a Serbian gangster, it's like a special kind of gangster.
That track was called, and I don't know how to pronounce it, but Vrele Ulice or something in English. I guess it's Flaming Streets, which, awesome.
Yes.
MySpace page is myspace.com/filemusic, P-H-I-L-E, music. Before that was Snoopy MC, again featuring A1 Official. Serenata was the track. Snoopy MC's out of Macedonia, myspace.com/SnoopyMC. He also has a website, www.snoopymc.com. Before that was Papa Satch, Run for Cover with Black Stare. They're out of Levittown, New York. Looks like I have their website is www.reverbnation.com/PapaSatch, PapaSatch. And then once again, we start that four-song block commercial-free music of music here with The Black Watch, a track called Williamsburg. They're based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/TheBlackWatch.
And now for a commercial. When I'm pimping the hose on the streets of Serbia...
Really?
Seriously, though, I think Serbian hood music has to trump Tasmania for the long arm of the here-here. Reach.
Whatchamacallit? What was the country you just said? Tasmania is still farther than Serbia.
I know, but
us.
When we're talking about how international this show has become, we get music from all over the world.
Yes.
And when Macedonia represents, I think,
right.
I think we really captured the chemistry of this whole show.
If I remember correctly, I remember way back when you would do a shout out to Macedonia. Or no, you were doing Micronesia.
Oh, Micronesia, yeah. And you fuckers better send us some music,
yeah.
Too.
Rap, hip hop.
I'm going to trash Micronesia until they send us some music.
You should do some searches through
MySpace.
They can
be in the Coalition of the Willing. They can submit to Hear Hear.
They got
to
have at least one band. We got music from fucking Saudi Arabia.
We did. We did. And Iraq. Remember DJ
right,
Foundation
DJ Mosul.
From Iraq?
No, DJ... Yeah, DJ Mosul. DJ... Oh, by the way, I got the label to resend those tracks because the record got stolen. So I put DJ Foundation back in the playlist. We're going to play them in a couple weeks. We'll play the track at the right speed, too, unlike last time when we played it, the 45 at 33 and a third.
That was awesome.
They
should thank me for that.
It was even more disturbing.
Because it was like a free remix. I usually get paid for that.
Really? How much do you get paid for that, John? And who's paid you?
It's a secret. Mm. I can't share it, even with myself. So We have a live guest today.
Yay!
So it's not all about you, Mark.
Oh, good.
It's
because it's getting tiring when it's all about me.
We have Girl Without Fear. I remember... Hello, by the way.
Hello.
What's up, people?
You can grab that mic if you want to say hello.
Okay.
What's up, Micronesia?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Micronesia. Good news.
Well, I'm proud to say this is my hometown.
Awesome.
Yay. What about yours? Well, why don't you guys introduce yourself?
Welcome,
names first.
Welcome from LA.
I'm J.D. Schultz from Los Angeles.
And are you the girl without fear, or are you the girl without fear?
You
God
know what?
Damn it,
we're
Jonna.
All girl
fucking
without,
phone.
We're both girl without fear, but I'm a guy.
Talk to the microphone.
We're both girl without fear, but I'm a guy.
And then, so we officially know, what's your name?
Demetria.
And I remember when we first got through this play date, I said, ooh, she looks like one of those, like dangerous cheerleaders that when you get to know her, she actually's got a gun, or she's actually like, you know, she's
or like
she's a
really
girl
hot girl,
fear.
Really hot girl that'll kick your ass.
She took those pictures herself. I mean, look at that. That's pretty
before
cool.
Before it was popular on MySpace.
I remember
before it was popular
by extending
yeah,
your arm.
Arm out and took those shots, and it's the cover of the
you
record.
You like really tall people because they get like landscapes.
Yeah. You're so
background.
Talented in so many ways.
She sold 2 million records worldwide.
Really?
I remember when we started doing Here over a year ago.
Uh-huh.
It was like around the same time that we started doing the show is when we got this. I mean, you were literally uh-huh. among. You didn't send directly to us because we hadn't started taking it for this show, but what. I remember you had sent us like 5 or 6 of these CDs addressed to each Kill Radio member.
Someone said to do that, you know.
No, which was great because I remember Bennett, one of our DJs, showed up. He had this stack of CDs and he just handed them out and they had our names on it and everything. And it was actually very
pro,
sweet.
Right?
It was great. So here you are.
A lot of wasted time and energy goes into that.
As does all band promotion.
Yeah, God.
So the band is Girl Without Fear. You are the Girl Without Fear. Is it just the two of you?
It's well, basically a statement that Demetria...
It's a statement about just...
Came up with.
It's like a life mission. It's like, I mean, okay, well, I've jumped out of an airplane, so that's kind of fearless a few times.
Ugh,
but, like,
never do
I
that.
Used to have a death wish, actually. Like, I used to do these
Aww.
Adventure sports and just kind of like, what can I do to, like, be dangerous?
I told you those photos were right.
And then you realize the best way to completely ruin your life is to become a musician.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But she is still in the process of conquering some fears. So.
Oh, really?
Because the biggest fears are inner fears, you know, not the outside, like, okay, I'm going to go bungee jumping or I'm going to do this. That's easy. The hard part is when you conquer, like, the fear of getting in front of a mic and being rejected and having people boo you or something like that.
Yeah, well, it was nice having you on the show.
Yeah, that was Girl Without Fear.
Got over that
we'll be back next week. Is it this theme
so
of overcoming fear? Is that something that's
yeah.
In your writing?
I think
is it in the lyrics?
That's the whole thing with the whole world. Like,
yeah.
Fear-mongering. Like, I just went to see Sicko last night, too. So I'm kind of fresh on off that.
I haven't been feeling well since I saw the movie, and I just got back from a trip to Europe. I'm like, oh, man, why couldn't I have gotten sick?
Well, I always
a few
go to the
ago.
Doctor when I'm in Europe.
I'm apartment hunting in France next Tuesday.
Great. What does that have to mean?
That's sick? So LA. Why don't we, because we're running late and we want
yeah.
to.
Yeah,
our
right,
listeners
right.
have been waiting patiently for this.
Speaking of sick, we're going to start off with Detoxify.
Okay, so we have the guitar and the vocals all set up. Let me grab my mics, my headphones so I can. Listen in and make sure it comes out all right. And what's the name of the song again?
Detoxify.
All right. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. Our guest is Girl Without Fear. Whenever you're ready.
I want to clean myself, tear it all apart. Then put it back together. I feel so sick down to my stomach. And I would sell everything I own to sort out pain and shoot in pleasure. Suck out the pain and shoot in pleasure. Detoxify yourself, detoxify myself. Out with the bad, in with the good. Detoxify yourself. Look out, watch out. it's a disguise. Don't sell out. La 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 la. It's not gonna be easy saying goodbye to all of the sweet times. Love, but don't talk. But don't love. Emotionless, like a virgin start. So take all the bodies and make antibodies. Take all the bodies and make antibodies. Detox by yourself, detox by myself. Out with the bad, in with the good. Detox by yourself.
I love live music. It's so fun. Seriously, it's just there's so much. We just did an event yesterday, and just hearing stuff live is just. I mean, of course, recorded stuff is fun. You get to do all this great stuff, but hearing it live, it's just it's pure. It's in the moment. It's powerful. It's magical. It's all those things that we like. We love about live theater and things like that too. It's just it's right there happening. It's so great.
Great. Yeah, if it wasn't 140 in here, I wouldn't have messed up on that cord.
No one noticed. You guys sounded great.
So how come, Demetrius, tell me, how come you're not doing the, you know, girl and a guitar, coffee house, sad folk thing? I mean, this is like upbeat, funky, you know, and even in this acoustic environment, it's really like energetic. Is this that something you always wanted to do it that way, or just found yourself doing music that way?
I did do it acoustically and by myself for a while, but we've always written songs together, and he's a way more skilled guitar player, so I can't like really... I'm not, you know, I can't play those parts like
and,
that.
And to tell you the truth, besides that, our music is more electronic based. So
yeah,
when we strip it down to acoustic, it kind of tends to have that kind of feel.
Right, because we're songwriters first, you know, and then we like to add the electronic and dancey elements, you know, because of all of our influences.
And does that also tie into that theme of Girl Without Fear, like sort of fearless style of music?
Yeah. Yes, because a lot of people will listen to this record and say, well, you're not sticking to one theme. And it's been out for like a year now, and it was before like everybody started doing that now. Now everybody gets 10 different producers to do 10 different styles on an album. And I was just like, that's why I named it Mixed Messages. It's like different styles. I'm giving you mixed messages. I don't care. I'm an MTV kid, and I'm influenced by everything. So
the acoustic is like the organic part. And the electronic is the electronic part. When you listen to the record, you'll kind of get where we're coming from. And actually, we coined a phrase called organatronic. So no one rip off that phrase. That's our phrase.
Awesome.
No one can use it but us.
Orgasmatronic, even.
Orgasmatronic.
All right. Well, do you guys have time for another song?
Okay. Yeah.
Would you like to play first?
It's hot and it's summer, so we're going to do Another Summer.
All right.
That's a more feel-good, like...
And you guys are on you have girlwithoutfear.com and myspace.com/girlwithoutfear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But my other band is myspace.com/galaxygrandprix. And my solo thing is myspace.com/thejestermusic. And I'm also working with myspace.com/Jadare. That's X-I-A-D-A-R-E. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. And Dimitri and I were talking about this a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. You're working with another artist. You're producing her work as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's in the studio right now. We're doing that, and it's a little bit more of a pop sound.
Well, that's pretty vague. I would say it's more like electronic. and because I play all the instruments, it's kind of got a really unique kind of feel to it.
For sure. It sounds exciting. This song is called Summer. Was it again?
Another Summer.
Another Summer.
All right. So whenever you guys are ready, this is Girl Without Fear live on Here on killradio.org.
And ice cream truck bells, stringing love beads, humming fans, clear blue skies and sunshine eyes, sun-kissed thighs and tin lines, running around the waiting pool, cherry glow tank tops and cut-off jeans, long hit the skin smack till burning daylight. Sprinklers boost open, plants and dance through them. Fire hydrant, tidal wave, splash and crash pepper. Oh yeah, part time job. Who cares if you're late? Forget about your papers and feel high. Oh, lazy day. Dragon flies, catch them if you can. Hot air running through your hands. Summer music plays out open windows, popsicles, bomb pops, and ice cream truck.
You're listening to Here on killradio.org, Kill Radio's submission show. And this was Girl Without Fear live in the Kill Radio studio.
And you don't realize how hot it is in here until you stop singing.
Yeah. You took us away. It was so good. It took us to another dimension.
But nobody has any major BO, so it's good.
No. my armpits are self-cleaning.
Yeah.
I've been here since 1.
I showered right before I came here.
Oh,
I have to shower when I get home.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I actually have a grosser term that I say that, but I won't share it now.
I'm going to try to be a...
Share it.
No.
Are you guys gigging out live anywhere in the near future?
Not right now, but I was actually funny that you're talking about the acoustic thing. I wanted to do a little bit of that with like a piano and just do some acoustic shows. Our drummer quit, and so right now we're recording with the other artists.
Did he feel threatened by all the drum loops and electronic music?
Yeah, exactly.
It happens a lot.
Exactly.
He was a great drummer, but you know, it doesn't always work out.
We'll be replaced by robots eventually.
Exactly.
So.
We've actually been really busy just focusing on the 100,000 legal downloads we're getting every 5 hours on iTunes.
And you guys are very popular.
Yeah, it's going really good for us.
Thanks for coming in. Yes. We're humbled by these.
Don't deserve you.
We're doing the positive manifesto thing.
So people should go to myspace.com/girlwithoutfear
or girlwithoutfear.com.
Okay. You know, there's a lot more stuff. I mean, there's stuff on both of them, but they can hear the whole record in our little player there.
Great. Well, why don't we sign off with a track from Mixed Messages? And are you working on a second album for this? Is this your debut?
That's the first, yeah. So we're still promoting that and working on that.
All right, this is a track called Sundown. Guys,
thanks so much
for having
us.
In.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
You've been listening to Girl Without
Goodbye,
Fear.
Goodbye, Micronesia.
On here on killradio.org.
I'm
You've been listening to a very special edition of Hear Hear on killradio.org. You made us miss 420, so I hope you've been sticking around and listening. It's now 427. That was Girl Without Fear from her album, from their album Mixed Messages. And we were also just treated to a live performance here in the Kill Radio studio. Also, like to thank the other artists that we played today who have submitted to us, including Philae featuring A1 Official, Snoopy MC also featuring A1 Official, Papa Satch, The Black Watch, El Tree, Fumi Lyo, Katya Rebecca, The TV Liars, Many Birthdays, Midnight Recordings, The Elitists, The Grave Brothers Deluxe, Boxcar Satan, Wicked Hemlocks, Dixie Lizard, The Hungry Hungry Hypocrites, Curiosity, Kalabi, and Doriano Zorlo, who I think that's officially 17 times we've said his name.
Yes.
So there you go. You've been listening to Hear Hear. Check out myspace.com/HEAR_HERE to keep up to date with all of our with our monthly Lost Souls benefits and all the artists that we get to play. And this will be available from the blog on that MySpace as well as podcasts on iTunes tomorrow. So
yeah, hopefully by tomorrow. I guess we're having some technical difficulties where it's not showing up in that folder that we save it to. So we'll see. It'll be there, though. I swear to God.
Don't air your dirty laundry on this show,
Mark. Oh, I'm not. I'm just letting know that there's going
to
be a delay.
That's in-house stuff. They don't need to know about Kill Radio.
More reason for them to support Kill
we're
Radio.
A completely functional organization. Fuck you. I love you.
Oh, God.
Bye.